It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. This week's show is a special one, where my three guests appear anonymously for established reasons. I want to welcome J.A., L.K., and C.C. as representatives for the recovery community for young people in Alcoholics Anonymous. A.A. emphasizes anonymity, both to create a safe space for anyone to say anything and know it won't go out of the room, and so that no one becomes an authority or a leader. It's a powerful principle. Today, we'll be focusing on a particular part of AA that I have great admiration for. This is ISKIPA, which is the Illinois branch of Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous. For an addict, it's difficult enough to choose a life without alcohol or drugs. But for young people, just starting out and depending on a strong social network to help them get established in the world and feel confident, the thought of never having a drink again can feel like a death sentence. Then enter ISKIPA. It's a group that rocks and rolls and more, and proves to young people that even if you can't drink, there's a world of fun out there. They take care of each other in recovery in a heartfelt and rock-solid way, and provide support not available anywhere else in treatment, therapy, or their own work. So the stories of young people who have come to Alcoholics Anonymous are particularly powerful and important. And now I have three wonderful and generous young people. I mean, how formal does that sound? I'm an old person, but you're rockers, whatever you want to call yourselves. So I'd like to ask each of you three to give us a short version of the story. What made you realize that alcohol was a problem in your life? And what has ISKIPA done to help you in recovery? So let's start with J.A.
I guess for me, there was a lot of things in my life that helped me kind of understand where alcohol became a problem for me. My life was unmanageable in so many ways, of not just like the sense of how often I drank or how much I drank, but like all areas of my life, with my relationships towards others, how I felt about myself. A lot of it came down to where I was at mentally, my mental health wise, and just I think I had to recognize that I wanted to stop using things to escape my feelings, and that I wasn't going to grow or get better with my mental health if I was continuing to try to escape it and using unhealthy coping mechanisms. ISKIPA, I actually came to an ISKIPA event before I even came to AA. I had gotten sober. I was a month sober, and I was in like a mental health treatment program, and they brought up the idea of ISKIPA, and they were talking more about young people's meetings. I ended up finding out about an event for ISKIPA. So they have events before the conferences to get contributions and to be able to host our conference by getting the word out. And so I came to this event and I got involved in ISKIPA, and that's when they brought me to my first meeting. But really, like, without ISKIPA, I don't know if I would have like thought to even go into AA.
How did it feel from your experience in AA before you encountered ISKIPA?
I guess for the first event, I was just so like nervous that I don't really remember much of it. I mean, but after coming more involved in the community, just like I was able to like realize that you could have fun and be sober, because like I remember my thinking my life was absolutely over and I was never going to have fun again. And just to be able to meet other people around my age, like I didn't know people got sober around my age. So that was just very helpful for me to like be like, oh, I can go to a meeting because there's other people that look like me and act like me, and I can enjoy this.
And how old were you?
18.
That's pretty young to have to get sober, to have to get serious about taking care of yourself. LK, what happened for you?
I think I knew I had a problem with alcohol pretty early on into drinking. It started pretty quickly as soon as I got away from my parents and I got into college, because my mom growing up was pretty strict, so like I knew I couldn't get anything past her. But yeah, once I got to college and I had that freedom, it was the thing I was looking forward to most. First, it was great, but I saw over time that my mental health was getting worse every day. It wasn't doing for me what I needed it to, what I wanted it to. In my mind, it was this freeing thing that made me super social and took away my anxiety. But over time, it didn't do that anymore and actually just made me more anxious and more depressed. I eventually had to withdraw from college because it was either that or get kicked out. And then I was living with my mom and then not going anywhere. I was doing working minimum wage, and I was getting more and more depressed and my sanity started slipping and I was really paranoid all the time and my mind started getting twisted. And it was like the fifth time rehab had been suggested to me that it finally got through to me. Like I was walking through a door thinking about it. I'd quit on my own a couple times before, but it never lasted. And I was planning on doing the same thing. And I got a sudden realization that my current plan, which was to quit on my own again, was just going to end the same way. So I agreed to go to rehab and they eventually told me that about AA, and I, from the amount of success it's had over time, I trusted the experience of others to be a good enough indicator that this is something I should try out. And yeah, it's stuck with me. It's given me a community. It has been the best solution for me. And my first exposure to young people, a YPA, Young People Alcoholics Anonymous conference, was actually in Tennessee at TIKI-PA. I went as much as I could. I was working late that whole weekend, but I got there on like the main day. I saw the head speaker, I saw the countdown, and a big thing was I saw all of these people that were just smiling and talking to each other and felt comfortable around each other. And then they all sober went and danced their hearts out. And I was like, oh my God, you guys are comfortable doing this. And that showed me what's possible with this, like where I could be if I take this seriously.
How about you, CC?
Alcohol has always been part of my life, especially through my dad's side. And then I moved to Europe when I was 15, and alcohol is all over the place in Europe, in the workplace, in university, everywhere. To me, alcohol was kind of fun. I remember I used to be like, I love playing with my mind and all this. And I also think that because I had always been like a good girl, good student type of person, I thought that alcohol was like something that would make me feel more artsy, edgy, or something like that. And then I just stopped being anything. Like, after alcohol escalated, I was not a good girl. I was not edgy. I was not artsy. I was nothing. I am about a good girl. I became very angry, very selfish. I had a lot of trouble with my parents about being edgy and artsy. I wasn't able to articulate a single thought in my worst time. I remember I would spend hours like writing, being very, very drunk and thinking, oh, because this is so worth writing. And then the day after, reading what I wrote and being like, this is embarrassing. I just was a burden. And I remember I was a scholarship student throughout my whole university, and I had an exam and I was drinking that day until like 7 a.m. since like the day after, very early in the afternoon, like 4 p.m. And I went to the exam and I remember having that feeling that I have never felt before, being totally blank and just so exhausted and ashamed and embarrassed. So I think that all of this led me to desperation, and still I did not go to AA. I didn't know that that existed, actually. maybe 3 years after that time, I was very, very lost, and my mom was trying to find resources for me. And going to rehab in Europe is very expensive, so that was not an option for me. So my mom found a link for AA, and she found an English meeting in the country I was living. And that was the first time I went to AA. And I have been sober for over a year, and I had never seen like an AA convention, conference, nothing like that until Iskipa. So this was the first time I ever had anything to do with that world. And I don't know, I just want to have more to do with that world, because it was very fun. It was very relatable for me. And it was very interesting how people that I have never met before, they were like relatives all of a sudden. They were like a little, they felt like family for me a little bit.
You're talking about a recent conference, a regional, and now let me get this acronym right. ISKIPA is the Illinois State Conference of Young People in AA. That's right, isn't it? And this ISKIPA just recently held a conference in Decatur. J.A., you were on the planning of that conference. Tell us a little bit about what it is, how many people, what your goal is, where people come from.
We mostly have people from Illinois, but we have people from all over because they're having conferences in their states and they're outreaching. So like we'll have people from Wisconsin and Minnesota. And like, so this year they're having like an international conference in Minnesota and Minneapolis. So like it's huge, you know, they're coming, they're conference, they're outreaching everywhere. Really what we are is like just to create a community where people can have fun and be young and sober. Well, it's a very spiritual experience. Well, what we did was we went in, like I said, where people come and outreach here. We outreached in many states. I went to like 7 different conferences in 7 different states, like within a year trying to outreach this. But that was like barely anything compared to like some of our other committee members who went to like everything, you know. You're like traveling around the world, outreaching this, try to get people at your conference. I think we had like 300 show up around there. So people will like pre-reg when we outreach, like we'll come to a conference, they'll like pre-reg and be like, oh, I'll be there. But you know, obviously we had some issues pop up with our venues, so things changed with that. And then not everyone that pre-reges is going to come. So I think originally we had like 600 pre-reges, which is awesome. That many people were like willing or thinking about coming to that. But it really kind of depends state by state. After COVID, we lost a lot. It used to be around like 1,000 people would come to ISKIPA. So it's definitely changed since then.
And what kinds of events do you plan for the weekend? What does it consist of?
We have a lot of different things. So on Fridays and Saturdays and Sunday, we'll have a main speaker on each of those days. So like Friday night, we'll have a main speaker. Saturday night, we'll have a main speaker. And then Sunday morning before like checkout, we'll have a main speaker.
And what are you asking these people to speak about?
Just their experience, strength, and hope about their sobriety. And they can kind of go from there. As for like our other kind of events we have within the conference, we have panels, which is, we'll have like, I think we had like 10 or 12 panels, and they were on different topics, and there'd be like 3 speakers on each, and then they would talk on that panel. So they would actually have like an individualized, like something that they would be speaking on. So for example, like one of them was never had a legal drink. That was a panel. We had an LGBTQ panel. So like just talking about their experience, strength, and hope within that topic. That was a little more narrowed down. We also had like workshops and different like spiritual natures in that. We also had breath work. We had meditation, yoga. There's just a wide range of things. We tried to make it as much as possible that like if you didn't want to go to this event, you had something else you could go to. You could go to a panel. We also have marathon meetings so 24 hours a day, there's always a meeting available to someone.
And then there were some pretty social things, right? I think some people who were there were up all night.
Oh yeah, all through the night they have like games and stuff. So our rooms are always open for that. We have a couple of rooms. We also have a hospitality room, which is, they have snacks and food, but mostly people just hang out there. It does feel just like Cece was saying, like you're at a family reunion, because you just see people when you start going to conferences. You're like, oh, I'm never like I don't see you because you're from Wisconsin, so you're here and I'm gonna catch up with you about your life. And so usually people hang out in hospitality for there. But yeah, we have hospitality open 24 hours, those meetings open 24 hours. And then like yeah, through the night we often have people like hanging out and they play a couple different types of games that are pretty popular.
Okay, was this your first ISKCPA conference?
Yeah, first one in Illinois.
So what was your experience like?
So this was my second conference total. This one I actually had the weekend off. So I got there Friday, late Friday. I got to see listen to the speaker. I got to meet a bunch of people afterwards. And then I had Saturday and Sunday morning as well. I think that was a much better way to do it. I got to like build up relationships with people over the weekend. I think a really cool part of it is in Champaign, we have we have a community here that's pretty strong, but you're seeing the same people every week. With there, you're seeing people from all over. You're meeting people from any other place. So it was cool to see how their experiences were different from over here and see the similarities for there. What was great too was getting all these phone numbers of people I can reach out to if I'm ever struggling or if I ever want someone to talk to, or especially if I'm in the area over there, to have someone that I know that's sober, that's like-minded, that's probably living a healthy lifestyle that I can reach out to and can catch up with.
CC, how about you? Any more comments about the conference you were just at?
I was impressed of how cool people were because the first time I went to AA, I had a lot of preconceived ideas of how an alcoholic looks like. And of course, with time, those ideas were challenged and all this, but I have never seen more than perhaps 10 young people in the same meeting. So having a space that is made by young people for young people, it was very different. I feel like it did hit different to me. It was just impressive. I also have never partied in that way with a whole group of people who's sober. So that was also something that changed my outlook on everything. I was in the middle of the conference and I remember I texted my mom. She was like, "How is it going?" And I told her, "Mom, I just want to tell you thank you so much for sending me to AA because you have no idea the amount of fun I'm having right now." And I was not expecting that, definitely.
How about general comments from any of you on advice for young people who may be wondering if drinking is a problem for them and if there is any help out there? What would you have to say to someone like that?
I think like there's this idea that you're too young to be an alcoholic, and like I mean, I think other people can have that view too and could try to convince you that, but I mean, at least for me, I'm so grateful that I got sober when I did because it was hard being in the meetings and being like people were talking about, I lost my job and I lost my wife and I lost this, and I'm like, well, I don't have any of those things to lose. Like I had a job, but like the big, foundational parts of your life. Something I have to flip around in my head was like, what path am I headed down? Because what their story is, I would try to like, I would try to find our differences to unique my way out of the program, be like, I'm not made to be here because these are things that did not happen to me. And I change it more to see the similarities of like, that was my path. That's where I was going down. And to see it more as like, this would be my future story if I continue to drink. So I think thinking in that way mostly, that you can find relation to everyone. Like I can relate to someone 50 years old versus I can relate to someone 20 years old that's sober. Like I can relate to it.
For someone who's thinking on if they might have a problem, they might need help. What I've learned and what did for me was it kind of like what Jay was saying. Like I looked at my life and I looked at the path I was headed, and I'd always had like big dreams for myself, and I'd gotten an idea that like life could be awesome, and I saw that I clearly wasn't headed in that direction. I saw that day to day things were different, but overall it was getting worse and worse. And a question that I think is really helpful, that was helpful for me to ask, was like, am I miserable, and do I think I'd feel better without alcohol or whatever substance is going on? Is this, do I think my life could be better without this? I may not want to look at it. I still wish I could drink like a normal person, but it's just not in my cards. And something that I was afraid of, especially getting sober young, was not getting a normal life, not having the fun that kids are supposed to have. And I clearly wasn't having that drinking, and it's taken time since getting sober, but I am at the point where I am having the fun and I am having the experiences that I was looking for. I'm able to go out to bars. I'm able to go out to parties and meet new people and concerts and all this super fun stuff. And I'm able to have a good time and not feel anxious and feel comfortable in my own skin to dance and meet someone new and have jokes and do all this stuff that I dreamed about. And I don't need something else to get me there, especially something that's biting me in the butt in the end.
Cece, anything that you'd have to say?
I think that I would maybe like to extend an advice that someone in my very first meeting ever told me. That was, if you kind of feel like you have a problem with alcohol, that means that perhaps you do have a problem with alcohol. The thing is, and I remember she used the term mental gymnastics, and she said, we like walking in circles, thinking that that will make us take like a different, like reach a different outcome. And I think that it all has to do with honesty with oneself. And so I think that my advice would be the same one. The sooner that you stop walking in circles like that, the sooner your life will stop sucking, if that makes sense. And I remember like the first 3 months of my sobriety were terrible, but right now my life is amazing. And I know that I would have died a long time ago if I had never become sober. Or maybe I wouldn't have died just yet. You don't know, because the hypothetical doesn't exist. But I know that I wouldn't have the life that I have now. There's no way that I could have built what I have now. And it's all thanks to sobriety and all thanks to AA. So if you feel like you have a problem with alcohol, try and go to an AA meeting. The worst thing that can happen is that you're going to be like, no, actually, I'm not like them. And that's it. So,
is there anything else anyone would like to say?
I kind of liked what both of you guys said, with the sense of like, you know, if you think you have a problem with drinking, probably it's not a normal thing to question, I feel like. And something I like to think about within myself is not how often you drink, how much you drink. It's what happens when you do drink. And like for me, that was helpful, because I did think that like alcoholics like drink every day, all day, and like, and it was like in the mornings and all these things. And like, it also can be so different than that. And I think it's so normalized in college that sometimes you don't realize kind of what's happening. But something I wanted to say too was like, I remember thinking like, I was very much like chase the high. That's very much my personality with stuff. And, you know, I've tamed down than I was when I wasn't sober, but like chasing the high off of anything. And so alcohol was one of those things for me. But the highs were so high and the lows were so low. And today, like, I feel so much peace and serenity, and I'm comfortable within. And like, I am so present in the moment, and I enjoy my life. And I'm not chasing something to make me feel better, because I already feel good within that void that I could never fill is like filled, because I've done this work for myself. And I remember thinking like, oh, but I need to live life to the fullest. Like, I need to live life. And to me, that was like partying and being drunk all the time and like whatever, like just being, I don't know, menace. But my life, I feel like I do live it to the fullest now. Like I like backpack through Europe for 3 weeks. That I could have never done that without spending all my money somewhere. And like, I was just so disorganized. But like, I went and did this crazy, like, it's just so different than what I used to be like. And I feel like I'm saving all this money and I'm living my life, and it's so much more beautiful, and I'm so much more present because I'm not thinking about, you know, when I'm going to get that next fix or whatever, you know, when is the weekend? When's the weekend coming? I just need the weekend. I just need something externally. No, like I feel good within, you know, and that's living the life to the fullest now for me. And that peace and serenity, like the things that I thought I wanted then, like I have that and so much more that I couldn't even imagine now.
That's about all the time we have. And I am just so grateful to you three for giving us your time and sharing on a very important subject that is hard to talk about for a lot of people. Thank you very much. That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat. With my thanks to my three guests who spoke anonymously as young people in recovery, who are involved with ISKIPA, the Illinois State Conference of Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous. Problems with alcohol are hidden in every gathering and every room, and Champaign-Urbana offers huge support, informally and free, through 85 meetings a week of all different kinds. There are meetings for newcomers, men, women, LGBTQ+, young people, and more. A list of meetings and connection to a hotline are available at aa-eci.org, with a hotline connection to provide immediate support at 217-383-4200, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, your community radio station for East Central Illinois. Thank you for joining me for Catch the Beat. All past episodes are archived at weft.org under our public affairs listings. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. And I'd like to offer particular thanks to the crew at WEFT who have just worked their way through problems at our transmitter that left us running well beneath full power for a number of weeks. We replaced the feed line coax from the transmitter to the antenna, and we are holding a spring 2025 special capital campaign to help us pay for the materials and the crews we hired to make the repairs. Go to our website, weft.org, and click on the blue Donate Now button. And to make it easier to listen to WEFT online, I'd encourage you to download the new free WEFT app, which is available through the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. It's a whole new way to WEFT. See you next time.